together. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
started when brain fog nearly got me killed up here at 9,000 feet. So if you're over 40, 50, or...
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the year 5783. Some people will be wondering, what is he talking about? Well, it is the year 5783. In our Gregorian, we are still in 2022, going to 2023. It's a new year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, all around the world, those that we are co-heirs with, as children of Abraham, celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the Hebrew word for head. Ha is the word for the. And Shana is the word for year. So Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, the beginning of the year. Now, for the Jew, and for us too, to some extent, we have different New Years in the year. This happens to be a civil New Year. There are other times or months that the Lord calls the feast, but this is a very specific one. It's the one for governance, it's the one for harvest. And even today, we start our school year at this time of the fall. So in a sense, we practice different New Years. But this is a very special one. For the Jew, the rabbis teach that this New Year is the traditional anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve. That this was the time that God birthed Adam and Eve. And when he birthed them, oh, glory to God, he birthed them to have dominion. Hallelujah. He birthed them to take charge of his property, to lord over it. And I declare in the name of Jesus that there is a restoration of that grace upon our lives, every one of us, that we are raised up by the Spirit of God to resonate in the power and the authority of His grace to rule, to reign, to have dominion, and to subdue all things to the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is a miracle working grace in our lives. Praise God. God raised us to have dominion. Somebody say dominion. Hallelujah. God raised us, and the blessing is the blessing to be fruitful and to multiply. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God raised up man, He had restored, He had restored the world. The world was damaged, and God restored it, put it in order, and then He said, take charge of that. Praise God. The first man failed, but we have a sovereign Lord who lives within us, who is establishing restoration. Somebody say restoration. Say it again, restoration. One more time, restoration. God is bringing about restoration in your life, in my life, in His church. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Normally, the Lord will speak to me about the new year very early in the year, sometimes almost right back to back. This year, He didn't say anything. And I kept on asking, Lord, what is the new year going to be like? What are you saying about the new year? And He won't say anything. He was just quiet. I said, okay, you don't say nothing. I'm not going to say anything either. We're just going to go and just have a new year celebration. And if they ask me, what is the word of the Lord for this year? I said, I don't know. I'm not going to come up with anything. And this particular evening, about two or so months back, maybe even three, I was picking up something, and I all of a sudden I started talking to the Lord about it again. I said, Lord, what is it about the new year? What is it that you want to say to us? And just as quickly as I asked the question, He responded. He said, restoration. I said, whoa, I like that. Restoration, restoration. He said, son, my children have gone through a trying time. It is time to restore to them everything that the enemy has stolen from them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you must be returned. There must be a restoration. Whatever you've been taxed must be returned back to you in the name of Jesus. If the enemy has stolen days and times from you, those days and those times must be restored back to you. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying that God is going to speedify. Praise the Lord. That what is going to take you a year to do, God is going to, in a matter of weeks, hours, bring it together. Amen. You're going to capture ground speedily. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is restoration in the house. Hallelujah. In this year, 5783, God is declaring restoration. When I look at the numbers, 5783, I find them very interesting, because all of it is about the grace of God. Five is the number of new beginnings. Praise God. Seven is the number of completion and rest. God completed all that He needed to do, and He rested. It was a day, a number for Sabbath, rest. God is calling us to enjoy that rest. I think it was last month that the Lord's word to us was about rest. Praise God. God has rest on his mind for you. That the things that you have worried about for so long, that you will not need to worry about them. Because, his grace is sufficient. Amen? God's grace is what? Sufficient. That's a word that the Lord gave to Paul. And Paul was disturbed about his situation, the weakness that he was experiencing, the buffeting that was coming against him because a demonic spirit was attacking him consistently. And he kept on crying to the Lord and says, God, take this thing from me. And the response of God is, no, my grace is sufficient. You're not going to be the one frustrated. This enemy is going to be frustrated. Amen? I declare over every one of us that you will be frustration free in 5783. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be frustrated, but rather the enemy of your soul will be frustrated because God empowers you with his grace. He says, my grace is perfected in your weakness. I'm perfecting myself in you to make you greater than you ever thought possible. Hallelujah. And it ends up with the number 3. And we know that number 3 is the number of divinity. Praise God. The number of divinity, 3. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, together in agreement to give you a new beginning. Praise God. Give you rest, hallelujah, and give you this grace for a fresh start, for a restoration. Think of it. The number 8 is a special number. If you flip it to its side, it is a sign of eternity. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. God is a God who has given to us his eternal life. I don't know how long I'm going to be speaking to you for this evening, but I want you to know that God is declaring restoration. Somebody say restoration. Restoration. Whatever the enemy has stolen must be returned, restored. Your health restored. Your marriage restored. Your family restored. Your children restored. Your business restored. Your calling restored. Whoever it is that is struggling out there thinking, I've lost it, it will never be put together again, God is saying, we have a new start. I'm pushing the refresh button. Your youth shall be renewed like the eagles. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever the enemy has been messing with, God is saying, enough is enough. It's time for change. We're going to sing a new song. Praise the Lord. In the book of Joel, when the Lord spoke to me, when the Lord spoke to me about this new year, just as quickly as he said it's the year of restoration, he told me Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Come with me there. I'm going to take it from verse 18. Joel chapter 2 and verse 18. Joel chapter 2 and verse 18. It says, then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yet the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you rain. I will send you corn, and I will send you wine, and I will send you oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. I'm going to send you the corn, I'm going to send you the wine, I'm going to send you the oil, and you're going to be satisfied with what I sent to you. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. I will no longer make you a reproach among the heathen. Now, this is a specific word to the people of Israel, but it's also a word for every one of us. You know, there are people that sit around and mock. This your God, what has he done for you lately? You're always in church, praising God. But I don't see the benefit. Look at me. I'm not going to church. I don't serve God. I just do my own thing. I have this. I have all this stuff. What do you have to show for it? And they mock. And they say all kinds of things. But God says, listen, I will make your little much. You know, you can have little and you'll be eating your little, and the one that has so much looking at you wants what you're eating. Because the way you're eating it makes them drool. Glory be to God. I tell you what, your enemy will be drooling. Because even your own hot potatoes, even though he has macaroni and cheese and turkey and everything, your potato looks so delicious. Can I have some? It is not about all that you and I have. It's about the blessing. God's hand on your life. When you want to sleep, you go to sleep because you have the rest of God. You're not worried about where, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? You know that God is your provider and God is your source. But there's this guy over here who has so much and is fighting to find out how he's going to hide it and how he's going to keep it and how he's going to protect it. And who knows that I have it and cannot sleep for a moment. Meanwhile, you're sleeping. So, Pastor, are you trying to make me feel comfortable with the fact that I don't have much? No. I'm saying that there is no time that you're supposed to allow reproach on yourself, because God is declaring no more reproaches on you. People are going to envy you. People are going to be jealous of you. People are going to be wondering, how is he making it? Because it does not make sense to them that God is getting you through every situation. This evening, I just responded to a message. I've shared about this at various times. About a broadcast that we're going to be having. When God gave us a word a few months back, I experienced all of that God said. Because He opened all of South America, Central America, all the Spanish-speaking countries up for us to take the gospel to them. And this person is offering me what doesn't make sense. Plus, I am going to translate. I'm going to do a voiceover over what you're saying and make certain that everybody gets it, and this is how much you're going to pay for an hour. I said, I do 30 minutes programs. Does that mean that I'll pay so much for a 30-minute program? He said, absolutely. And I cannot buy lunch. Listen, I said, I cannot buy what? Lunch. For how much I'm going to pay to cover all of that turf. What is God doing? There are people who are paying millions. Are you listening to me? For a program, one program, 30-minute program, they are paying $50,000+. And I cannot. I don't have to buy lunch. Lunch. Don't tell me God is not a God of restoration. We serve an awesome God. When people look by sight, they see only impossibilities. But we see beyond the natural. We see an awesome God. People can come into your life and disappoint you, but God would never disappoint you. He says, I'm going to restore to you everything that's been taken from you. Hallelujah. He's a God of, say it, restoration. Do you find that word rest in restoration? Just rest, and the Lord will take care of the rest. I love that. Rest in Him, and you will take care of the rest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, I'm going to supply you the corn. I'm going to supply you the oil. I'm going to supply you the wine, and you will be satisfied. Somebody say, I am satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. And I will no more make you a reproach. I'm not going to make you a reproach among the heathen. In other words, I'm going to flip the table. But I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate. This morning we talked about the bulls of Bashan. And one of the declarations we made this morning is this, that every bull of Bashan that's supposed to be fat and healthy and whatever, they are going to starve. Amen? Whatever stands against you is going to starve in Jesus' name. So I'm going to drive them out of the place of fertility. I'm going to drive them into a place of barrenness and desolation, because it says this, watch this. It says, and his face towards the East Sea. The East Sea. From the East Sea comes the East Wind. The East Wind is a destructive wind. You don't want that wind in your life. He says, I'm going to drive them to desolation. Watch, Watch. Those that have harassed this planet in this year, 5783, they are going to have the biggest problems they've ever faced in their life. They are going to be exposed megaly. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and his hinder part was the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up. The mess they've made is going to blow up. And his ill server shall come up because he had done great things, bad things. We've just come through COVID. But the proponents, those that surrendered their lives to that devilish act to plague us. Remember the word of the Lord to us about 2 weeks ago. He said there's a shaking coming to the nations. Do you remember that word? There's a shaking. I tell you, it's going to hit every area. But you are not going to be shaken because you are in Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are in the one who is doing the shaking. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to hit the fan. Watch it. It is going to hit every area. But those that belong to the Lord, in whose the name of the Lord has been placed, you are going to walk in the blessing. Amen? I said, you are going to walk in the what? In the blessing. There is a supernatural realm where God provides for you that has nothing to do with the natural. Where God makes your little march, where God takes your flax of oil and gets you into the oil business. Glory be to God. Stop looking at how big your bank account is. Look at how big God is. That same God. And you've heard me tell this testimony many times. And I keep on repeating it because I remind myself that God is not limited by natural laws. Driving from East Kildonan all the way to Ottoman every day for 5 days on an empty gas tank. I mean empty, no gas. For 5 days, up and down. That God is still God. He can make your fumes work. He has not changed. No. He has not. When I talk about restoration here today, I'm not just talking about having all kinds of money in your hands. I'm talking about the grace to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish with so little. I have no reason to tell you about covering Central America and South America and, how do you put it, the world, because it's not going to just be regular television. People are going to hook up online, which means that all of the world is going to be reached every day. Hallelujah. What a launch. Oh, glory. He's still working with people's lunches. Hallelujah. And after you finish feeding them, you still have an overflow. Extra. 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 Jesus is Lord. He's a good God. Got a call the other day from Pakistan. They're going to send us pictures. The kinds of miracles that happened during the crusade that just took place. And they said, listen, you got to come live. I said, we're going to pay for everything. We're going to pay for everything. But the only help we need is if you can help us get buses. But the grounds, the chairs, the advertisement, your feeding, your every, we'll take care of that. But we'll need some help. I say, who does this? But God. Who does this but God? And I pray that some of you will go over with us, you know, when we do that in the new year. Praise the Lord. That you'll be able to come and say, I'm part of the team. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going on a major invasion. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be doing a program from here, blasting right through to another remote community because of the goodness of God. But if you look in the natural, you say, what are those people doing over there? But God says, listen, what are those people doing over there? They will see. Because I'm taking the reproach away. Amen? He says, fear not, O land, and be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great, what? Things. They did great things, and I'm going to lose it on them. But I'm going to do great things. But my great things that I'm going to do is going to release the blessing. It says, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field. I'm not only going to impact my people, I'm going to impact my creation. For the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Do you know that in our world right now, they are paying farmers not to farm? Who does that? Wicked minds who want to depopulate the world with their diseases and with hunger. Pretenders that say, we care about people, but they don't care. And God is going to expose every single one of them. Hallelujah. What is going to hit them, they do not know, because God is going to show to them, I am God, and you're not. I don't share my glory as God with any man. You don't have that kind of power. God is going to cause people in their backyard. We live in a world that they have taken seeds and made sure that the seeds don't reproduce the next generation. So your seeds cannot reproduce. You cannot say, I got a harvest, let me plant this seed. But miracles are still in the house. Hallelujah. Because that which does not have the life to reproduce, God is able to make it reproduce. Hallelujah. So in your backyard, you're going to have bumper crops. I don't know if you're hearing me yet. Just in our backyard, we've done quite a few harvests. We harvested, and then we had a new set of crop, and we harvested again. And I'm still harvesting. Because God does. It is not the natural way. Oh, I got tomato plants. Once I pluck, all the new ones will come out. Where are these tomatoes coming from? After you harvest that one, new ones will come out. What is going on? And then new ones, and then new ones. Because God has declared already by the authority of his word that he's going to cause your fields to produce. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. This is what's going to happen. Sin dumbed down everything. But when God opens the heavens to us in the last book of the Bible, it tells us about a tree that produced fruit every month of different kinds. It is not going to be genetic manipulation like the world does. I'm looking forward to all the things God is going to do because his people will never be hungry. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are going to pop up. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is the God of restoration. The earth shall yield its increase to us. Praise God. And it's going to affect you and affect everything that concerns you. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. What does it say? Be glad. And I'm looking at a lot of glad people here right now, right? Praise the Lord. Be glad, ye children of Zion. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately. And it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, yeah, and the latter rain in the first month. Praise God. We are in our first month. Praise God. And the former and the latter, the past and the future are going to come into the now. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You be God, you now be man. You be God, you now be man. Alpha, Omega, you be God, you be God. You be God, oh, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man. Alpha, Omega, you are God, you are God. You are God, oh, you are not a man. There's a lawyer listening to me right now. And this is the word of the Lord to you. Your business is going to produce megaly in the new year. Better than you've ever experienced. Hallelujah. Receive that word, whoever it is that you are. And whatever your business is, a businessman, expect the restoration of your strength. Expect the restoration of the favor and the goodness of God in your life as you pursue after Him by the Spirit of the living God. God is a God who elevates and exalts, promotes, establishes, and grants supernatural speed. He is a God of restoration. Hallelujah. Your vine shall yield its strength to you. The earth shall yield its strength to you. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He had given you the former rain moderately. Whatever it is that you've experienced before, that was just moderate. That was just moderate. Oh, I love that. Ah, thank you, Jesus. The Lord just said, you're jumping and getting happy because you're going to get this exposure for lunch. He says, what about when I start giving it to you for free? I just heard it. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. For free, I will dance. Hallelujah. Hey. For free. People come and ask you, do you have a program to give to me? I need to put your program on the air. Can you please? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All around the globe. Amen. And the devil cannot stop it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says, and the floors shall be full of wheat. The fat shall overflow with wine and oil. He said, I started moderately, but I'm bringing you to that place of the overflow. Was that not one of the words of the Lord to us this year? God of the overflow. And read this together with me. And I will restore to you. I will restore to you. I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten. It says the years, not the crop. The years. The years of your life that have been eaten up by the enemy. Eaten up by the cankerworm. Eaten up by the caterpillar. Eaten up by the palmer worm. He says, my great army which I sent among you. You know, the times when we get disciplined because of whatever it is that we're messing with. Times that the enemy has a portal of access and is able to come and attack. And God says, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm putting my name on you. I'm pronouncing my blessings on you. And all of the years that you've lost because you've been attacked by your finances, in your health, relationships, whatever. He says, I am putting a stop to it. Glory be to God. In other words, whatever it is that's been resisting you to make certain that you do not progress, to make certain that you are frustrated, I, the God of heaven, will frustrate all of them. I allowed it, but I say, time up. Somebody shout hallelujah. The relationships have been soured by that evil force of darkness. God says, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to shut it down. Glory be to God. Get ready. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he says, and ye shall eat in plenty. Woo! And be what? Satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be what? Ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. Once upon a time, you were a reproach, but now you will not be ashamed because you're going to walk with the dignity of grace upon your life, the authority of God flowing in you and through you, and people are going to look at you and know that's a blessed one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know the first thing you need to do? Don't be jealous and envious of anybody that is doing well. Thank God and say, me too. Me too. Somebody say, me too. It says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. You shall know that I'm in the midst of glory and peace. You shall know that I'm in the midst of the Ephesino family, of the Hammond family, of the Donige family. Of mention your family. Hallelujah. People say, oh, those are the Praskies. Oh, they're blessed. Hallelujah. 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 The goodness of God is revealed in your life. You will not be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. God says, listen, I'm going to bless you with the natural in supernatural ways, but I'm going to crown it with an outpouring out of my spirit. Praise God. Out of his spirit. He said, I'm going to pour it upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall begin to prophesy. Their eyes are going to be open, and they're going to start declaring things well ahead of time. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Praise God. I like that categorization. Sons and daughters prophesying, old men dreaming dreams, young men seeing visions. God is saying to every one of us, one more time, I say this, I'm going to restore in every category restoration. I'm going to restore, but I'm going to give to you the capacity, watch this, to continue to enjoy the restoration. You say, Pastor, where did you get that from? You just read it. Your sons and your daughters are going to begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. It's the prophetic word that keeps and sustains it. Your old man dreaming dreams to continue the restoration. Your young man seeing visions. Why? To continue the work of the blessing. I'm going to get you started, and I'm going to watch you do it. Hallelujah. God is going to walk hand in hand with us because we stepped from the year of partnership. Is that not the word you give to us? Partnership. To, okay, now you've seen me do it, do the same thing. 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 And we are going to grow and flourish doing the same thing that God has taught us by His grace to do. But God doesn't stop with family. He says, I'm going to take this past family. You're going to own businesses. You're going to own things. And you're going to have people that are your employees. And your employees are going to be impacted. He says, and also upon thy servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. In other words, you're not going to be surrounded by enemies. You're going to be surrounded with people of like mind. People who have the Spirit of God. So you don't have to waste your time. Who's planning against me? There's nobody planning against you. They're all for you. Hallelujah. Who's praying a bad prayer about my life? No, we don't have that. Because everybody is together. They are coming from the same Spirit. Hallelujah. That's an invasion from God. God says, I'm going to invade the earth with my Spirit. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. One thing is happening for God's people. But another thing is happening for the rest of the world. Those who have elected not to follow God, they're going to experience their pain. And God is going to make a difference. And the difference, hear this, as I begin to wrap up. The difference is not just between the saints and non-saints in terms of Christians and unbelievers, but it's going to be a separation even within the church, because there are those who've compromised their lives and sold their soul to the enemy. They're celebrating evil, promoting evil. God is going to separate His true church from that church that wants to tolerate everything, embrace everything, and think that they are progressive. God is going to show to them, you're not progressing. You're digressing. But my church is really going to progress. Let me show you what true progress looks like. You're not going to serve the Lord God in vain. My people shall never be ashamed. Amen? That's not your portion. You will never be ashamed. You are the sought after. Praise God. Because God has marked you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to sit at tables that in the natural you look at and say, how did I get here? What did I do to get here? Who is it that I know that brought me here? And it will be the Lord God. Because God, hear this, God is going to cause people to see the greatness that is in you. And that greatness is going to attract them to want to associate with you and say, listen, we just want you to be here. Be here. Just your presence alone gives us comfort that we're going to be okay. Amen? Hallelujah. Because you're marked by God. God is restoring your dignity. He's restoring your peace. He's restoring you to the life of victory. Praise God. Well, we have 2 more days to explore what God has on His mind for us. So we'll stop on the first day. Tomorrow night, we'll continue at 6:30. And then we'll wrap up on Tuesday at 6:30 also. Amen? During this is one of those special holy days where we're starting out the new year with God. And I want to challenge you that during these next 3 days, that you hear from God and give generously to His purpose. Let God multiply your seed sown. Let your giving be intentional. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will ask you for much. Sometimes He will ask you for little. But whatever it is that He asks you for, honor Him. Step out in faith and do accordingly. The best thing I can say to you is this: sow for the future that you are expecting. Amen? Don't shortchange yourself. Just be a giver and celebrate with thanksgiving every time, because He's promised you, I'm going to turn the tables in your favor. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let us come. Let's honor God with our giving. Mama is not with us today. We are taking care of some of our grandkids, and they have to be in school very early tomorrow, and they have to be in bed on time so that they have a decent day. So Mama is at home making certain that they go through their routine, and I'm certain that she is watching and participating with us this evening. Well, let's honor God. Hallelujah. What did I do with mine? Did I drop it already? No. Praise the Lord. God, multiply our seed sown. Praise God. We had a very special worship song this morning that we heard earlier this evening. And I'd like for us to, as we wrap up this evening, and we're going to wrap up this evening by participating not just in Holy Communion, but today is a day where our fellow Jewish brothers also take apples, honey, pomegranate, and they will eat it, symbolizing that this new year is going to be a sweet, blessed new year for them. Amen? We're going to do the same tonight. We're going to take of that honey, take of an apple. If you have pomegranate, add that too. Anything sweet, and just say, I'm going to have a sweet, blessed year. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome. Well, we're going to hear the word of blessing. That wonderful, wonderful song that we sang today about the blessing of the Lord. We're going to sing that again or celebrate with it. And while we're celebrating with that, I want you to get your communion elements and also come up and take something from the table that has apples and honey and stuff like that. So while we're experiencing that blessing and we're enjoying the proclamation of the blessing, we're going to be doing this also. I know that those of you that are at home may not be able to participate in the same way with us, but plan on doing so tomorrow. Amen? Get something. We're going to declare it again and again. I have a blessed, sweet, prosperous new year. Amen? All right. Let us hear that worship song.
Make his face.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are thankful for the blessing that you've so richly bestowed upon our lives. You are God. You're not a man. You will never say a thing that you cannot do. We thank you that in your loving kindness and your tender mercies, you've elected to invite, to bring us into the family of the redeemed, sons and daughters of the Most High. We thank you for this privilege. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that the days of war is over. That you are the God who's wiped away all of our tears. And you've established great grace and great favor unto us, granting us new beginnings, granting us a fresh start, granting us restoration, rest in you. Thank you. As we take of this communion today, we come into union with all that you are. And as we participate in eating of this apple and of this honey, Lord, O God, that it is a declaration that this new year that you've brought us so graciously will be a year of sweetness for us. All that you have blessed us with will prosper. Not only will we prosper individually, but everything around us will enjoy the overflow of this great grace. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Take of this body and eat. Take of this cup and drink, and may the life of God flow through you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm sure that you have your apple and your honey. It is sanctified, and it is just representative. Well, they say you shouldn't eat on television. It's not very pleasant, but who cares? I'm declaring I'm going to have a sweet, blessed life. Amen. Hallelujah. So, dip and eat. For the benefit of those who are listening on. Shana Tova Metuka. Have a blessed Rosh Hashanah. May the God of heaven crown your year with his goodness, with his peace, with his favor in every area. May this be the best year you've had, a year that you'll always remember that God began the work of restoration. Amen. And may everything from now be good, flourishing. Hallelujah. Whatever you lay your hands to do, may it prosper. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a good clap offering and worship. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to save some of mine and so I can share it with Mama when I get home. And if the grandkids are still awake, I'm sure they might not be, but we'll share it together. Blessed be the name of the living God. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord, and may his peace garrison your heart. See you tomorrow for another wonderful time together. Amen.